It's time now for the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt of Roan Mountain, Tennessee. And now, Pastor Honeycutt with God's message for today.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for the privilege of prayer. Thank you for the saints of God. Thank you for the simplicity of the gospel. Oh, Lord, thank you that faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And that Jesus Christ is that living word. Oh, and that he is absolute God. Jesus came into this world, absolute God, as perfect man. Died for our sins, and rose the third day for our justification. He's now back with the Father and seated at the right hand of the throne of God. And Lord, thank you that he's looking down, inviting us to pray, come to him and worship him. And Lord, may we just simply bow before him and let our hearts worship the Lord. Let our hearts behold him. Let our minds behold our lovely Lord. And Father, I pray today, would you draw each one of your children close to you? Lord, would we let you be real in our lives? No, may we let you have first place in our lives. God, may we put you in priority and just follow you. Thank you for the precious Holy Spirit of God that you have placed in our very beings. Thank you, Father, for the precious blood that you've washed our sins away. Thank you for the precious written word of God that we have before us. And Lord, would you let the Holy Spirit of God reveal these scriptures to our heart that we love you, live for you, and serve you. Get glory and honor. In Jesus' lovely and precious name I pray. Amen. This is the Open Bible Hour, and this is Brother Jerry Honeycutt. What a blessing it is this week to be able to just open the Word of God, read the Scriptures, and let God speak to our heart. When we pray, we're talking to the Lord, but when we're opening this Bible, He's speaking to us. And you say, well, what about these Scriptures? Well, all Scripture is given by inspiration. God's got a purpose, no matter where it is in the Bible, no matter what it says. Open it, read it, believe it, and accept it. God's got something to say to our heart. So I want to invite you right now to open God's precious Word, the greatest book that's ever been written, to the book of Acts, chapter 24. And we want to pick up at verse number 24. And let's look at the last few verses here in this chapter. What we've been looking at in the Word of God is Paul, he's been before the Sanhedrin. They've tried him. And then in chapter 24, Paul is now in trial before Felix, who is one of the leaders of the Roman government. He's the governor over a section of Rome. And then you come to chapter number 25, and Paul will be, in other words, the governor is going to change from Felix to Festus down in chapter 25. And Paul's going to have to be and stand before them. In other words, what are all these scriptures saying to our heart? Well, the church has been under test and under trial, under accusation, from the very beginning when it started in the New Testament. Jesus said, I will build my church. The gates of hell shall not prevail against it. What is he saying? All the religious movements is not going to destroy it. All of the governments is not going to destroy it. It don't matter what country you're in, it's not going to destroy the church. The church is ever going to march on, right on through. And what's it doing today? When we look at this scripture, what do we need to apply? How do we need to do it? Well, how is the church doing in your community? How's the church doing in our society? What are being accused of? Stop and think about it. Did you know that every time you turn your television on, the news media, every one of the news stations and may I say to you, that television is full of news media now. And what are they questioning? Everything is questioning. When it all boils around, they're trying to destroy Christianity, Christ, God, the church, anything that pertains to it. How about our government? Hey, we've got some good men in government, and then we've got some sleazy things that's ever been. How about all the courts of the law? How about all that's being brought up today? And everything that's changing, every change that comes about is designed by the devil to destroy more and more and weaken and completely set aside the gospel, the Bible, the Word of God, and Christ. Look, if you will, in verse number 24, in chapter 24, and after certain days when Felix came, he's still the governor. He came with his wife, Drusilla. Now watch this. Now his wife was a Jewish. In other words, here was a Jewish woman, had married a Roman leader. And he sent for Paul and heard him concerning what? The faith in Christ. Why would he want to hear about the faith in Christ? Well, this Jewish wife of his, how does she feel about it? She knows that Paul has not tried to destroy the temple and the Word of God and the prophets and the law and even about the resurrection. And as she hears all of this, now, hear about the faith in Christ. Now, what does Paul do? May I say to you, instead of defending himself, instead of trying to go back to the trial and the judgment, what does he do? Look at verse 25. You know, God doesn't mean for us to try to defend ourselves all the time. No, you don't have to. We don't have to argue that defending the Bible. The Bible is going to stand for its own, the church. And he, as he reasoned of what? Righteousness. What kind of righteousness? Well, Paul said, there's none righteous, no, not one. In other words, Paul, he said, he didn't have any righteousness apart from Christ. So what's Paul going to do? He's going to reason about righteousness and preach to him the pure gospel of Jesus Christ. And then to temperance. Oh, and judgment to come. How about this? If you miss accepting the Lord Jesus Christ, there's a judgment that's coming. There's no man that's right. Is there righteousness in the world? Well, do you think maybe that old Felix had if he didn't know the crookedness that was going on and all of the ungodliness that was going on, he was aware of the unrighteousness that's in the world. but that the righteousness of the Lord, and can't you just hear old Paul as he preaches it, and of temperance and judgment to come. Felix trembled. I wonder why he trembled. Because the Holy Ghost of God, when you hear the gospel, if you want to hear about the faith in Christ. In other words, he wanted to hear about the faith in Christ, not in the government, not in religion, but in Christ. And he trembled and answered. In other words, he trembled, but he rejected. And he said, go thy way this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for thee. In other words, old Paul confronted him with the gospel presented to him, the Lord Jesus Christ. And folks, do you know what the church is about? We are to preach the gospel. We are to proclaim wherever we are at, whoever we around. In other words, live the gospel. Paul was a living gospel of the Word of God. Each one of us, how we need to live of Christ. And then he said, now why did Felix, in other words, he wanted to hear about the faith in Christ, but he turned it down. He said, I'll call for thee. Look at verse 26, what the Holy Spirit tells about this leader. He hoped also that money should have been given him of Paul. In other words, if Paul would have greased his hands and the palm, in other words, you know what this simply tells you? The government is controlled by the dollar. Politicians is controlled by the dollar. Religion is controlled by the dollar. The bribes and the biddings and the pleadings. You can buy anything with the dollar. And he that he might loose Paul. Wherefore, he sent for him the oftener and communed with him. In other words, he would reason with Paul. Was he expecting, willing to receive the Lord Jesus Christ? No. He would talk to Paul. He knew that Paul was an honest man. Knew he was a good man. Knew he shouldn't even been in prison, but he might be free. But verse 27, but after 2 years, Porcellian Festus came into Felix's room. He replaced old Felix. And in chapter 25, we will see him standing and him judging the Apostle Paul. I hope you've got a blessing out of these scriptures that we've dealt with. And may we stand for God until next time.
You have just heard the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt. If you feel today's message has been a blessing to you, address all correspondence to the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. That's the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687.